flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, Mr. Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We saw a lot of moves made by Adam Peters, Dan Quinn. And one of them that kind of gets people discussing things a lot was Marshon Lattimore, who I think is a very good corner. I don't know if he was 100% healthy. And then when you are trying to come back and you're trying to be what you were when you're not completely there, you don't only play as well as you possibly can. I still believe that they can salvage this and get something out of it moving forward. But the question is to you all, what do you think? I know I could get a lot of information from Landfill at all times. I get information from Jeff. I put out the call, the phone number, 800-636-1067. I want to find out from you all, too. Do you think this is a good trade? Should they continue or should they stop? And I'm going to start off with my man, Landfill. Landfill, what are your thoughts on the Marshon Lattimore trade? How was it for you?
You know, I was definitely more excited than I probably should have been when the trade happened. Him missing all that time with injury. And when he played, it was kind of up and down. Mm-hmm. But I feel that the secondary on this team is just in such a bad spot that you got to keep him around going into next year. You have to.
All right. Jeffrey?
I think it's too early to say if it was a success or a fail because we knew he was coming off an injury. I didn't really expect much when he went down again from the hamstring because I was like, that's a soft tissue injury. He's dealing with that. Okay, we'll probably see the best of him next season. Because when we played Detroit, you know, everybody was like, "Oh, he shut that side of the field down." So like when we see him fully healthy, if he can play a complete year next year, like all of that will be able to tell if it was a success or not. But also, I'm gonna do it. It's a comparison. I'm gonna have to use basketball though to complete this. Hear me out. You know when James Harden, he used to get to the free throw line all the time, right?
Yeah.
But then that rule came in, so now every time he get the ball, he's watched closely. I think Marshon Lattimore has that stigma on his back, and I say that because we've seen in the last game with Philly, we've seen the incident with AJ Brown, but only Lattimore was flagged. on the fourth down, on the fourth down pass, it's a video of AJ yanking Marshawn's face mask down.
Yeah.
Then in Philly the last time, Marshawn, AJ Brown hand is in Marshawn's pads. But it was called on the pad, I mean, the foul was called on him. The thing is, B, he's going to have to play a way tighter game in the season because I think it's a target on his back with these refs, with him against these receivers.
Well, it could be, and I think but the thing about it, all these receivers claim that they're physical. You can't be physical, and then you cry every time somebody touch you. And I think what happens is their coaches probably ran and talked to him, and I believe that these coaches are going to have to say the same thing. No, you got to let my guy play if their guy's going to play. I believe Marshawn Lattimore, as Adam Peters said, needs to have a whole year here in their program with their players, and then we'll see where it goes. But I don't think he's going anywhere. You know, I don't. Because I would ask the question, who's on the team that's better than him?
No one.
No, the position he was playing, I don't think anybody out there better than him, so you got to keep moving forward. All right, let's go out to the phone lines and check out Andre and Alexander. What's up, Andre? How you doing, man?
What's up, B? It's just my second time today getting you, so I feel lucky. But I want to use you as an example to describe Lattimore, if I have your permission.
All right, cool.
If you don't play golf for a long time, will you be sharp or will you be rusty?
I'll be rusty as hell.
And there you go with Lattimore. He missed too much time. He's just rusty. People don't play ball, don't know that. He's still good. He's just rusty. He's going to have a comeback year. You watch. All the rust going to be off. That's my opinion.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
He's right. I always talk about when you leave something for a certain amount of time, what happens? All right, let's go to Trucker Dan. What's up, Trucker Dan? How you doing?
What it do? What it do?
Tell him, man.
Tell my boy JB get better.
Hey, I gave him a little remedy. If he take that remedy, he's going to be all right.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what you got?
I'm not mad with Lattimore. I just think we gave up too much for him. I think it may be a fourth and a sixth would do, but, you know, a little too late, too little.
Fourth and a sixth is basically a three. They gave up a three.
Yeah, I thought we gave up a 3-4 and a six.
I don't think they gave up all that.
I think they did.
Now, if they gave up three pieces for him, I don't remember that.
Ridgeway, he was our sixth. We gave him that in the third and the fourth. But look, I'm 100% on you with this one, though. That O-line, man, B-Rob is not the problem. We need to kick Coleman on the inside and find him a left tackle. Wiley is good, but I don't know. I think he's a backup. And that D-line, we need help, man. We need help in the trenches. You give us help in the trenches, we're going to do numbers. That's all I can say, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it. And Trucker Dan was right. Dan was right. They gave a 3-4 and a 6. But you know what? Hey. We'll see what happens this year, and then we'll know if it's a success or not. Let's go to Gary in Woodbridge. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Brian.
How you doing?
I'm disappointed in his play. However, I understand he was injured and he was coming back, and he might have come back a little too soon. I would like to see him go through training camp with the regime that's in now, and maybe he will learn that ball is life, and I think he'll do better next year.
All right, man. Cool. Good call. I'm with you. I think, you know, let's take him through this whole thing with all of these guys for a year, and let's see what happens. Because, you know, he has that mindset of being this brawler on the field. And he came in here trying to be that. And sometimes when you're lacking just a little bit of your health, being a brawler becomes negative. And the referees start throwing the flags on you. If you can't move how you normally move, you grab, you know. But I still say when he and Lattimore bumped chest, I mean, he and A.J. Brown bumped chest, A.J. Brown ripped his helmet off by his face mask, and they threw a flag on him. That was a bunch of BS. Sean Hockley and his crew, I say that. Let's go to Doug in Stafford. What's up, Doug?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I think this is a good trade overall for now. I mean, obviously hard to tell after coming off of an injury, but I think people forget we made it to the NFC Championship game. Our secondary was one of our biggest weaknesses. I think he certainly had better moments, but overall, like, it was, I think he did what he needed to do to kind of get us where we got to.
Yeah, I think his way of playing, thank you for your call, his way of playing did something to the secondary down the stretch. You saw those guys playing with a lot more confidence, a lot looser, you know, and that says something to me. So if he comes back next year healthy and he plays and gets back to what he was, can you imagine the step that Samuel Steele would take and maybe some other guys would take as well? So I think it's like Jeff said, you put a pause on whether it was a success or not, you know, so – but we'll get to that next year. Because right now, I think we're still even. We're not losing. We're still even. Because we went farther than the people that we – where did the Saints go? They ain't going nowhere. Right? They ain't going nowhere at all. Let's go to Duck in Waldorf. What's up, Duck?
What's going on, B-Mitch?
Chilling, brother. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, so like I was telling Jeff, man, I think it was a decent trade. We need to give him some time. But – I'm not sure how much of a team guy Marshawn Lattimore is. He don't – all of his interviews, his press conference, he always talking about I, me. And I'm not – that's not a camaraderie that we got. When I hear all the other players speak, it's always we, the brotherhood, this, that. I never heard him say that. On his Instagram, he don't got no commanders things or none of that. They might be looking into it too much. But
you know what, Duck? I don't care about what they put on their social media. I'm not a social media guy to think that your life has to be on social media. But a lot of guys say it's how cool he is, you know. But some dudes just have that bravado and that persona. That's what they want to present, but they're somebody different.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you. Like that, the social media thing, I can care less. All right, let's close out with our guy, Rev T. What's up, Rev? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, B-Mitch?
I'm chilling, bro. You look down in the dumps?
Yeah, man, I'm fighting a little cold here and there. I think one
you
of
and JP
Bama
hung out together?
One of the Bammers in Philly probably got me sick. That's what it was. I don't know. I'll be all right, though. I'm pushing through. But I'm just saying that thing with Lattimore, though, if he was healthy, then, yeah, it was a good move. But he never got right. They picked him up injured, and he was trying to fight through the injury, and you can't knock a man for doing that. But at the end of the day, it didn't work out. In my opinion, I would move on. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't care what you gave up for, cut the loss and keep on moving. But other than that, though, AB, man, this was a good season, man.
Yep.
And what we won, like 12 games or something. A lot of people, hell, they didn't even count us to win 4 or 7 games, you know?
Yep.
So at the end of the day, I just want to, man, tell all my people, man, I love y'all, man. And I'm glad to be aside y'all in this journey. I ain't no bigger. I ain't no better than y'all. We all are fans. And guess what my new slogan is, B-Mitch, going into the new season?
What's that?
We are one.
There you go.
We are one. We are one. Black, white, yellow, brown. I don't give a damn how you get down. We are one. B-Miss. That's a new slogan going out. We are one. And that's attributed to the late Frankie Beverly. You know what I'm saying? In the
Bay.
We are one.
Landfill, you got to find anyway, that for me, baby.
Hey, and then a big shout out to them people, man, that be coming up to me down there. That road's zapping me up, man. I didn't know that many people knew me like that, but big shout out to all my people, Danny and Duffy's at Woodbridge and Dale City. I love y'all so much. But let me go ahead, knock down a couple of these nice 1738 and try to get this cold about me. And I'll holler at y'all later.
All right, fool. Yeah, Take care, man.
All right, love y'all, man.
All okay. right, brother. All right, let's take us a break here. I'm doing a JP. I'm at 1243. Ah, man, guess when I sit in this seat, I begin to act like him, huh? All right, B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.